姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brethren。
今天是星期晚上，要进入安息日，我们大家继续在这里敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
Today is a Friday evening, and we are entering into the Sabbath, so we ask God to bless everybody.
今天晚上要跟大家来查考保罗的感谢。
Today I would like to share with everybody the topic of Paul's Thanksgiving.
因为这次的全国青年的事工训练，要谈要学习保罗的服事跟主耶稣的服事。
And because this year at our NYST, we're studying the servitude of Lord Jesus and the servitude of Paul.
小弟啊，被指派要来跟大家分享有关保罗的服事工作。
And I have been assigned to lead the servitude of Paul.
那我们下午的时候查考过保罗的领悟，保罗的醒悟。
This afternoon we studied Paul's awakening.
所以保罗他之前所做的事情。他在还没有信耶稣以前，他所做的事，他等到他信耶稣之后，他觉得很后悔。
And there are many things that Paul did before he knew Lord Jesus that he regretted afterward.
那他信主之后，他的整个心情都不一样了。
After he believed in the Lord Jesus, his entire attitude changed.
他知道他能够服侍神，他是充满感谢。
To know that he could serve God, he was filled with thanksgiving.
所以。主耶稣基督是保罗生命中的转捩点。
So Lord Jesus is the turning point in Paul's life.
他从一个很残酷的人变成一个很有爱心的人。
He went from somebody who was very pitiful to someone who is full of love.
他从一个不会感谢，是看别人受苦会很高兴的人，变成一个像一个妈妈的心是很柔软的。
He went from a cruel person who was happy at the suffering of others, into a person who had a heart as soft as a mother.
然后，当他知道他有这个机会来服侍神的时候，他的心里面充满无尽的感谢。
And once he knew that he could serve God, his heart was filled with such gratitude.
他一直认为他不是不配的。
He kept on feeling that he was unworthy.
可是因为神的恩典，他才能够成为今天可以服侍神的人。
But it is because of God's grace that he became someone who could serve God.
所以他对他的工作就充满了，这是一个神给的机会，我怎么可以让他轻易的放弃？我怎么可以没有去完成神所交付的呢？
So he was so thankful that he grasped hold of this opportunity to serve God to the fullest.
他对神派他服事这件工作有非常深刻的体认。
And he was very deeply impressed upon his calling from God to serve.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
请看第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书一章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
他这里说他感谢神，他今天神给他力量，可以让他有机会来服侍神。
Here it says that he thanks God that he has been given the strength to serve God.
因为他想到他从前是亵渎神的，是逼迫人的，是侮慢人的。
He used to be a person who persecuted others and blasphemed against God.
但是他今天他蒙神的怜悯，他可以来为神工作。
But by God's grace, today he could serve God.
所以后来保罗在他所写的书信里面，他一直强调他是神的仆人。
So in Paul's latter letters, he kept on emphasizing that he was a servant of God.
在提多书一章，在腓立比书第一章，在罗马书第一章，一开头的书信都是写他是神的仆人。
When he begins Romans, Philippians, and Titus, he first starts off saying that he is a servant of God.
然后在他这样写的时候，他都一直感谢是神的恩典给他，才今天能够来服侍神，来做神的仆人。
And he is always thankful that it is by his grace that he can be a servant today.
所以，当保罗在面对教会有些问题，有些人在质疑他使徒的职分，在夸口他们是神的仆人的时候，保罗就很不客气的说。如果是神的仆人，我更是。
If when he saw other people boasting that they were the apostles or servants of God, he was very unhappy and said, "I am even more so."
所以，他对他是神的选召，神要他做的工作，他有非常清楚的体认。
And he is very clear upon the calling of the Lord Jesus.
那在提摩太前书第一章这里，保罗他知道神是给他力量的那个来源。
And in 1 Timothy, he states that he knows that God is the source of his strength.
然后神是以他有忠心，就派他服侍他。
And because the Lord is faithful, he has sent him to work for him.
所以这里看到要服侍神的一个很重要条件是要忠心。
So we see here that a very important criteria of serving God is to be faithful.
所以我们说保罗他是神的忠心的仆人。
So we say that Paul is a faithful servant of God.
那他这个特性就是我们今天在学习服侍神的时候所要掌握的重点。
And this is what we want to grasp a hold of today when we study his servitude.
那我们等一下草稿保罗他为什么可以很勇敢的跟提摩太说他是神是以他有忠心，所以派他服侍他，服侍神。
And later on, we will study how the Lord has deemed him faithful and has called him to serve.
我们知道保罗他之前是逼迫教会的，是极尽他所能的要来迫害基督徒。
We know that previously Paul had done everything in his power to persecute the church and the Christians.
用人的方法，基本上是没有人可以改变保罗的。
Using human methods, no one could have changed him.
但是神用他的光照了保罗。
But the Lord Jesus shone his light upon Paul.
亲自跟他说话。
And spoke directly to him.
跟他介绍主耶稣基督他自己是谁。
And he introduced himself to him personally.
保罗他醒悟过来。
And Paul awoke.
他醒悟过来之后，他就问神说：“那主啊，那我要做什么？”
And once he awoke, he asked the Lord, "Lord, what can I do?"
主耶稣就回答说：“你起来进城去，你要做的事情有人告诉你。”
And the Lord responded, "Rise and go. Someone will tell you what to do."
那所以保罗他后来在这个一个神选择的过程里面，他三天眼睛看不见，又没吃没喝。
And during this time, Paul could not see for 3 days, and he did not eat or drink.
在《使徒行传》从第九章开始，在描述神怎么选召保罗这个过程。
Starting from Acts chapter 9, it describes how the Lord called him.
相信这个过程我们大家都很熟悉。
And I believe everybody is very familiar with this passage.
那三天的禁食祷告，神派一个使者来告诉他他要做什么。
And after 3 days of fasting, the Lord sent a messenger to tell him what to do.
保罗知道接受了这个神的信息以后，他从此他就对神所交付这个责任非常忠心的执行。
And once Paul knew what to do, he was very faithful in carrying it out.
不管他遇到什么困难，他都没有忘记神当初所交付他的这个使命。
No matter what happened, he did not forget that the Lord entrusted this to him.
那这么巨大的转变，保罗只是纯粹是因为神那个光照了他以后，他改变了。
And such a great transformation came just because the Lord Jesus shone his light upon him.
他从一个逼迫基督徒的人变成一个非常非常柔软的服侍人的一个仆人。
He went from someone who persecuted Christians to a very gentle person.
保罗这个转变，他的关键有几项很重要的。
And there are a couple events that are very critical in his turning point.
当神这个光照下来以后，
Once the light shone upon him,
当神跟他介绍他自己，他知道现在原来他所逼迫的这些基督徒，他是在逼迫耶稣这件事实以后。
And once the Lord introduced himself and he understood that he had been persecuting Lord Jesus all along,
他的眼睛突然开了。
His eyes were opened.
他现在看主耶稣就跟以前不一样。
He saw Lord Jesus in a completely different light.
他认为以前的耶稣跟他的门徒是来破坏律法的。
He had thought that the disciples and Lord Jesus were
破坏就是来毁坏。
破坏什么？
破坏律法。
Oh, we're trying to destroy the law.Or abolish the law.
但是后来他了解，原来耶稣基督是来拯救罪人的。
But then afterward, he understood that Lord Jesus came to save sinners.
如果我们看第一章的第十五节
，If we look at chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太前书一章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He now recognizes that he was a great sinner.
原来主耶稣基督，他是神成为人间来拯救我。
Because the Lord Jesus came to this earth as a human in order to save me.
所以后来保罗写的书信里面，他一直强调耶稣是为我死的。
So in his latter letters, he kept on emphasizing that he died for me.
很多人是被我逼迫的人，是我去逼迫他的。
And many people who were persecuted were because it was because of me.
他完全承认他以前所犯的过错了。And
he admitted to all his previous wrongdoing.
然后他做一个很巨大的转变。And
he made a great change.
那他了解主耶稣基督这个身份是非常重要的。
And once he understood the position of Lord Jesus, it was very important.
因为在提摩太前书三章十六节里面，他讲出这个敬虔的奥秘。
And because in chapter 3, verse 16, he mentions the mystery of godliness.
他说是神在肉身显现。
He says that God was manifested in the flesh.
他明白耶稣基督来到人间的目的在哪里了。
And he understood the reason why the Lord Jesus came to earth.
然后他对主耶稣这个愿意来到人间。 为他所做的牺牲，他有一个很深的感动。
And he was deeply moved by the fact that by the reason why the Lord Jesus came to earth.
所以现在接下来保罗他了解耶稣之后，他被耶稣的爱大大的激励。And
after he understood Lord Jesus, he was greatly touched and moved by the Lord Jesus' love.
所以罗马书第五章第八节，保罗才说，在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我死了。
So in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, he says that while we were sinners, the Lord Jesus died for us.
主耶稣基督，他为我舍命。
He gave up his life for me.
我们看加拉太书第二章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
20节。
Verse 20.
加拉太书2章20节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
主耶稣基督的牺牲，保罗他被主耶稣这个爱感动了。
And because the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself, Paul was greatly moved.
他认为他自己本来是那个该死的罪犯。
He knew that he was the one who should have died.
本来要被钉十字架是他自己。
The one who should have been crucified.
但是主耶稣基督替他去死了。
But the Lord Jesus died in his place.
从此他要替耶稣活着。
And from this point on, he would live for Christ.
那他这个感动，所以他才说，我活着就是基督。
Because he was compelled, he said, to live is for Christ.
他已经立了一个志向。 人看到我，就是看到基督活着。
And he made a determination that if anyone saw me, they would see Christ.
那他对主耶稣的这个爱有这个深刻的体认之后，
And after he had this deep impression of the Lord's love,
他越了解，他越想到主耶稣到底有多么伟大。
He understood how great the Lord Jesus is.
在哥林多后书第四章里面这样说，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says,
哥林多后书，第八章，
2 Corinthians chapter 8,
第九节说，
Verse 9,
主耶稣基督他本来是富足的，他是天上荣耀的真神。
The Lord Jesus used to be wealthy and was a king in heaven.
但是他为了我的缘故成为贫穷。
But because of me, he became poor.
所以主耶稣为他做了很大的牺牲。
So the Lord Jesus sacrificed greatly.
主耶稣这个爱感动了保罗。
And this love touched Paul.
他越了解真理，他越被
The more he understood, the more he was compelled by this love.
这就成为他事后是能够一直面对困难，不断绝不中途放弃的一个很主要动力。
And this became the motivating factor when he went through difficult times.
然后他知道主耶稣替他死了。
He knew that the Lord Jesus had died for him.
我现在变成一个新人。
And now I am a new person.
我要替主耶稣活着。
I'm going to live for Christ.
所以我的过去旧的都已经过了。
So all my past is in the past.
从此我是一个新人。
Now I am a new person.
所以哥林多后书第五章第十七节说，旧的都以前的都旧过去了，现在是全部都新的，在耶稣基督里面都是新的。
So in 2 Corinthians he says that the past is the past and now everything has become new.
这是为什么在加拉太书第二章他说我已经跟主耶稣同钉十字架了。
So in Galatians chapter 2 he says I have been crucified with Christ.
那 我活着就是基督。
And to live is for Christ.
然后他现在突然发现，以前他认为很重要的事情，现在转变之后，他认为以前那些东西其实都不重要，都像粪土一样。
And the things that he used to value highly now became rubbish to him.
他以前认为是有益处的，现在因为耶稣基督都当作是有损的了。
The things of value to him have become nothing.
保罗他的价值观改变了。
Because his value system has changed.
那所以他后来在罗马书十四章里面说，我或活或是活着或是死的，我都是主耶稣基督的人了。
So in Romans chapter 14, he says, whether I live or die, it is for Christ. I am Christ.
我是属基督的。
I belong to him.
那他被主耶稣的这个爱激励，他变成一个新人以后。
And once he was compelled by the love of Christ and became a new person.
他一直记住神当初交给他这个使命。
He always remembered the mission that God had given him. Lord Jesus had given
him. 他永远都没有忘记神给他的那个意象。
He never forgot the vision that Jesus gave him.
一直到他面对逼迫的时候，他一再重复，我不敢违背那从天上来的意象。
Even when he was persecuted, he said, I will never turn back against that vision I was given.
请看使徒行传二十六章。
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传二十六章。
Chapter 26.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
二十六章十六节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you.
十七节说，我要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
17, I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you.
十八节，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣人同得基业。
18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这一段话是神当初跟保罗说的。
And these are the words that Lord Jesus said to Paul on that day.
所以十九节，保罗跟亚基帕王说，亚基帕王啊，我固执没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Verse 19, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他深信神已经把这个要传福音这个工作交托给他了。
He believes that the Lord has already entrusted this mission of preaching the gospel.
这个福音是要传给万人的。
And this gospel must be preached to all mankind.
所以他觉得我现在欠了万人的债。
So now he believes he owes all man a debt.
因为我要把这个神的拯救我这个福音告诉给每一个人。
Because I must spread the gospel of the person who saved me.
所以保罗一直抱着一个还债的心情，在执行神给他这个意向。
So Paul worked with an attitude that he owed a debt.
因此，他不但会想要说我要去传福音，去把这些从撒旦权下的人把他夺回来，进入神的国度里面。
And he also worked so that the people, those under the power of Satan, would be brought to God.
保罗他并没有想说我只是要去传福音就好了。
He didn't think that I would just preach.
他其实同时在兼顾神所交付的使命，就是要喂养主的羊。
And his purpose was to feed the sheep.
所以保罗他才对腓立比教会的信徒这样说，他说我活着是为着你们的。
And he said to the Philippian church that I live for you.
因为要让你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
To see that you will grow in the gospel in the truth and brings me great joy.
因为保罗知道这一群活着的信徒就是主耶稣基督的身体。
Because he knows that those living believers are the body of Christ.
就是这个活着的神向他显现的这个耶稣基督所交付他的使命，要让他们在这个信上面能够一直走到底，得到神的这个救恩。
And that for him to bring the people that have been entrusted to him by God all the way to salvation.
所以他为着信徒活着。
So he lives for the believers.
他为了要去把这个福音传给万人活着。
And he lives so that he can preach the gospel to all men.
他为了要完成神交的使命活着。
And he lives to fulfill the commission given to him by God.
那所以保罗，我们说他是一个忠心的仆人。
So we say that Paul is a faithful servant.
他跟提摩太说，神是因为我有忠心，派我服侍他了。
And Paul told Timothy that it is because I was faithful that for this reason God sent me out.
保罗的忠心表现在他没有违背那个天上来的意象。
And his faithfulness is seen in the fact that he did not
go against
the heavenly vision or the mission.
他一直记住而且要去完成它。
And he always remembered it and he strove to fulfill it.
那他的忠心还表现在他去传福音的时候，他不敢靠着他自己。
And his faithfulness is also seen in the fact that when he preached, he did not dare to rely on himself.
因为他说他知道谁是的给他力量。
Because he knows where the source of his strength is from.
另外一件事我们刚开始读过了，他说是那靠着他加给我力量的。
It is by him who gives me strength.
他才能够成为今天这个人，才能够传福音。
That I am the person I am today, and that I can preach.
所以他很谨慎的去执行神的这个工作。
So he was very diligent and alert in preaching the gospel.
他不敢去夺取神的荣耀。
And he was afraid to take the glory away from God.
他知道他任何所做的事情都是神赐给他力量，他才能帮我完成的。
And he knows that everything that he does is because of the strength given by God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第一章第二节这样说。哥林多前书第一章啊，第二章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 it says.
请看哥林多前书第 2章,
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
第三节,
verse 3.
保罗的忠心表现在他怎么传福音，怎么做神的工。
Paul's faithfulness is shown in how he preached the gospel and in his attitude.
第三节说，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
3. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
第四节说，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
4. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
第五节说，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
5. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
保罗是可以讲高言大智的。他是很有智，他很有世上的学问的。
So Paul was a highly educated man.
他如果对着这些哲学家， 他大可用他所受的训练，用哲学理论跟他们辩论。
He could have used his knowledge of theory to debate with many people.
但是保罗他一点都不敢用。
But Paul did not dare to do this.
因为他知道要让人的心夺回，不是用高言大智跟做得到的。
Because he knows that to capture the hearts of men is not through eloquent words.
因为他自己是被那个神的那个光照了之后，他才改变。
Because he changed himself when the light was shown upon him.
神并没有派一个很有学问的人去辩倒他，让他来信耶稣的。
God did not send a very educated person to debate and win him over.
所以保罗他传福音的时候，他忠于神给的这个原则。
So when he preached, he kept to this principle.
这是为什么我们今天 在施工训练当中，我们在分享，我们在校园团契里面，在各教会当中，我们做圣工的时候，一定要知道那个力量来源在哪里。
So this is why in our youth fellowships and in our campus fellowships, we should know where the source of our strength is from.
那我们要忠于神所交付我们的责任。
And we should take this duty from God.
我们是要去传福音，是对的。
And it is correct that we should preach to others.
但是我们传福音的方法要符合真理。
But the method of our preaching needs to be according to the Bible.
要用神的原则。
We need to use the principles of God.
而不是用人的智慧。
And not the wisdom of man.
今天世界上有很多很多方法可以去做推销的。
In this world, there are many different ways for us to advertise something.
但是即使是推销了很多东西，其实最后也是会空了。
Or market something, and in the end, it will still lead to emptiness or vanity.
我们也可以靠着关系，靠着人的感情，把一个人带到教会来的。
We can bring someone based on our connections.
但是这样的关系是很脆弱的。
But this relationship is very weak.
只要有一个不愉快的事情，就断掉了。
Once there is a misunderstanding between the people, that connection is broken.
因为这是没有根基的。
Because there is no root in this.
这个根基，这个来到教会这个。 进教会，这不是建立在爱神的道理上。
And the foundation is not laid upon.
不是因为喜爱神的道理。
It's not because the foundation is not because of loving the word of God.
不是因为被耶稣基督的救赎感动的。
Or being touched by the salvation of God.
而是纯粹因为是人的关系。
But because of our relationship with man.
那这个 即使来了也不会久。
And even if someone comes this way, they may not stay.
因为最后也可能会走。
And they may leave in the end.
那到最后就变成说，我们以前所做的就等于白费一样了。
And that means that all the work that we have done will be in vain.
所以保罗他很忠于神所给他的这个原则。
So Paul was very careful about this principle given by God.
然后保罗他忠心在于他怎么样在教会里面做众人的仆人。
And his faithfulness is shown in how he was a servant to all in the church.
他并没有说我今天是神特选的使徒哦。
He did not say that I am specially chosen by God.
我的身份跟大家可是不一样的。
So my status is above everyone else's.
你们哪一个人有曾经有像我这个经验？
Who has such experience as I have?
所以保罗如果要夸口，他是能夸我的第一名。
And so if he wanted to boast, he could be number one.
可是保罗他反过来变得非常的谦卑。
But on contrary, he became very humble.
他为了要让人能够来得到这个救恩。他宁可当众人的仆人来服侍。
And in order for people to be saved, he was willing to be a servant of all.
他所讲的道理，他是用圣灵的大能来证明这个真理是从神来的。
And when he preached, he used the power of the Holy Spirit to confirm that this was true.
然后他用他自己这个人来证明神的道理是可以改变人的。
And he used his own life to show that the gospel could change a person's life.
从一个本来很骄傲的人变成一个很谦卑。
From a very arrogant person to a very humble person.
所以哥林多前书第九章，我们请看。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
九章十九节。
9:19.
我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。
19. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win the more.
保罗，他这个为了要完成神的使命，他甘心让自己做众人的仆人，为的就是要多得一些人。
And in order to win more, he was willing to make himself a servant to all.
所以他的目标就是，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故了。凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
So everything that I do is for the sake of the gospel.
为了要让人跟我一起来同得这福音的好处。
So that other people can receive the same benefits as I do.
那保罗他在神面前成为一个忠心的仆人，还表现他很清楚他自己这个职分是有多么尊贵。
And he was very clear on how precious the status was that he had.
他自己说他是做传道的。
And he said himself that I am a preacher.
他是做使徒的。
And I am an apostle.
他是做外邦人的教师的。
And I am the teacher of the Gentiles.
为什么他要把这个真理讲清楚？
And so this is why he must explain the truth to them clearly.
看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1.
后书第一章。后书第一章第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
我为这个福音奉派做传道的，做使徒的，做师父。
To which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles.
第十二节说，为这个缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁。也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
12. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
13节说，你从我听了那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
我从前交付你的善道，要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守住。
14. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
保罗他这里他的忠心表现他怎么样愿意做这个福音的使者，来把这个道理交付给下一代。
And his faithfulness is shown in how he was willing to be a steward to pass this message to the next generation.
而且尽他可能的去鼓励这些下一代的人，能够把这个道理用神的方法好好的把它守住，不要失落了。
and that he could use all the methods he knew how to make sure that the gospel is passed on to the next generation.
所以我们看到保罗他的忠心。
So we see the faithfulness of Paul.
那我们看从保罗这个一生他的服事当中，我们看到保罗服事的一些很重要的特质。
And through his servitude, we see some very exceptional qualities.
那保罗这个服事的这个态度，是我们今天每一个做神工人的人要去追求的。
And these are all things that we should strive for today as his servants of God.
保罗说：“我本来是不配成为使徒的。”
Paul said that I am not worthy to be a servant of God.
因为他说：“我以前是逼迫教会的。”
Because I used to persecute the church.
所以他一直认为说：“既然神今天给我这个机会，所以我应该要格外的劳苦，比其他的使徒更加劳苦。”
And because I am given this opportunity, I must work even harder than others because I've been given this gift.
那所以他首先觉得他自己本来是不配。
So first of all, he believes that he is unworthy.
神的恩给我，我才有机会。
Because he was given this grace, he has the chance today.
然后神既然他把这个工作交给我，派我去服侍他，去做开始传福音的工作。
And because he was entrusted with this mission to preach to others.
他就知道，既然神的仆人就要忠心。
Since I am a servant of God, then I must be faithful.
所以在他的书信里面，《哥林多前书》第四章就强调一定要忠心。
So he emphasized that we must be faithful.
然后保罗他那时候对教会的一些问题啊，他保持一个非常谨慎的态度。
And with the problems of the church, he had a very alert attitude.
他看到教会有问题的时候，他想到要怎么把这个问题化解。
As soon as he saw that there was a problem in church, he thought about how to solve it.
当哥林多教会里面有很多人在拥护他的时候，
In the Corinthian church, when many people were questioning him,
他跟他们说：“保罗到底是谁啊？”
And they said, "Who is Paul?"
亚波罗到底算什么？
And what does Apollo count as?
不过就是神的工人罢了。
They're all only workers of God.
我们都是跟神同工的。
And he said that we are only co-workers with God. The one who is truly acting is God.
我们只是跟神一起工作而已,
and we only work with God, we are nothing in ourselves. So Paul did what he could to erase this division. And he emphasized that we should be united in Christ.
保罗说：“我没有为你们钉十字架。”
He said, I was not crucified for you. So you do not say that you are of Paul.
应该是我是被神拣选，蒙神的恩典被救赎的这个圣洁的祭司。
But I am just somebody who was called by the grace of God.
为了要得到这个救恩。
And in order to attain this salvation.
所以保罗他就很强调我们到底是什么角色。
So he was very clear on our own status.
那他的服事里面，因为有这一些这么多重要的改变跟感动以后，
and because of his how compelled he was and the changes in his life.
那他说，那今天我就不以性命为念了，我就是已经不顾念我的生命。
He said that today I no longer care about my own life.
为了要能够完成神所交付我的工作，走完神要我走的路程。
In order for me to finish the work I was entrusted and to finish walking along this path.
这是为什么？《使徒行传》20章，当他看到了这些以弗所的长老的时候，跟他们这样说：“我不以性命为念。”
This is why in Acts 20 he says that he said to the Ephesians that he does not care about his own life.
明明知道上耶路撒冷去有患难等着他。
Even though he knew that when he goes to Jerusalem, that tribulation will be waiting for him.
但既然这是神的旨意，他就勇敢地走上去了。
But because this is the will of God, he would bravely go on.
他一点没有被其他人所做的劝勉改变他的主意。
And he did not change his actions because of what anyone else said.
那保罗他的服事当中，我们看到他说，
And in his servitude, he said,
不管在什么样的情况底下，他都很知道满足啊。
He knows in every circumstance how to be content.
当一个人如果不怕死以后，
Once a person is not afraid of death,
其实就没有什么好怕的了。
There is really nothing that they can be afraid of.
我们今天有时候害怕，到底害怕什么？
Sometimes today we're afraid, and what is it that we're afraid of?
我们今天如果生病，知道身体有疾病的时候，我们很多会怕死啊，因为如果等一下不好就死掉了。
If we become ill or are sick, we are afraid because we are afraid to die.
我们就跟这个世界说拜拜了。
And we would say bye to this world.
可是如果一个人不怕死，
But if a person is not afraid of death,
那他身体生病，他也觉得没关系。
Even if he is sick, he thinks it is fine.
他如果觉得我就是要去回到神那边去。
And he thinks I am just returning to God.
神如果时间到了要叫我回去，我就回去啊，我就很高兴的跟这个世界 say goodbye 了。
And if it is my time, then I will happily go and say goodbye to this world.
所以他不管是很健康的时候，他还是很满足。
So whether he is healthy or not, he is content.
他很不健康，可能生命没有剩多久，他还是很满足，很感谢。
And even if in times of illness, he is still thankful and is content.
所以希腓比书第四章第十一节，他说保罗他说我凡事都得了秘诀了，我不管在什么情况下，我都可以知足了。
So in Philippians chapter 4 verse 11, he says that I know the secret and that I know how to be content in every circumstance.
他的秘诀在因为靠着那加给我力量的那个主耶稣基督。
His secret is in the Lord Jesus who gives him strength.
他已经不怕死了。
He is already not afraid of death.
因为他已经体验到在神的国度里面有多好。
Because he has already experienced how great it is in the kingdom of heaven.
那因此他的服事里面就变得非常的投入，专心。
So he can become very diligent and put everything into serving God.
那当他不怕死的时候
，And when he is not afraid of death.
那么接下来这个肉体的痛苦。他就能够承受得住了。
Then the sufferings of his physical body is also nothing to him.
保罗在哥林多后书第十一章里面描述他当初为了这个福音受了多少苦。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says how much he has suffered for the sake of the gospel.
他经过了很多很多的苦难，是我们今天任何一个人都没有经历过的。
He has been through so much that none of us here today has ever experienced.
我们今天有哪一个人能够经历在重复保罗所经历过的，而且还屹立不摇说？我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Who here can experience all the things that Paul went through and still say, "I will not go against the heavenly vision I was given"?
我们看到保罗他是多么样的坚强。
We can see how strong Paul was.
那所以他才说，他被压迫，但是被好像被打倒了，但是没有被打死。
So he can say that he was crushed, but he did not die.
他在很多方面都证明他是神的仆人。
And in many other ways, he showed how he was a servant of God.
他变得很刚强。
He became very strong.
虽然环境很恶劣。
Even though the circumstance or the environment was very harsh.
很多人甚至轻视他的。
And many people mocked him.
但是他觉得无所谓。
But he didn't care about it.
他看到神给他力量。
He saw the strength that God gave him.
所以哥林多后书第六章，我们请看。
So let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥林多后书六章四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。
But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses.
第五节说，鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
In stripes, verse 5, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labor.
这些都是神的用人他所谓经历的患难跟挑战。
And these are all the things that he has suffered as a servant of God.
但是既然是神的仆人，他就有一个特质。
But as a servant of God, he has a special quality.
因为保罗他的生命已经转变了。
Because his life has already changed.
以前的保罗没有办法，如果经历这些，他早就倒了。
The Paul of the past would have just collapsed if he had experienced these types of sufferings.
可是他后来变成他很勤劳、警醒、不时、廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈。
But instead, he became very patient, and long-suffering and kind.
然后之后。他说第六节说圣灵的感动
，and in verse 6, by the movement of the Holy Spirit,
无畏的爱心
，and sincere love,
真实的道理
，and the word of truth,
神的大能
，and the power of God,
仁义的兵器在左在右
，on the armor of, and the armor of righteousness on the right and the left,
荣耀羞辱恶名美名
，by honor dishonor, evil report and good report。
我们就看到保罗他面对这些苦难的时候，他用神给的兵器去抵挡。
And we can see that when Paul faced these sufferings, he used the armor of God to defend himself.
他靠圣灵。
He relied on the Holy Spirit.
他用爱心去胜过。
And he used love to overcome.
他用道理让他的根基扎得很稳。
And he used the truth and was deeply rooted in it.
他用神所给的能力当作兵器，在左在右，任何人都打不倒。
He used the armor of God on the right and the left so that none could defeat him.
因为他对神是有体认的。
Because he has had experience in God.
他的根基已经扎在这个不会动的磐石上。
And he is rooted in this rock that will not move.
然后神给他的仆人就给予了外人所想不到的恩典。
And so he was given many graces that were beyond imagining.
第八节后面说，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
In verse 8,as deceivers and yet true.
第九节说，似乎是不为人所知的，却是人所共知的。
9, as unknown and yet well known.
似乎是要死的，却是活着的。
As dying and behold we live.
似乎是受责罚的，却是不致丧命的。
As chastened and yet not killed.
第十节说，似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐。
10, as sorrowful but always rejoicing.
似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。
As poor yet making many rich.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
As having nothing and yet possessing all things.
这是神的用人，神的仆人，他所领受到神奇妙的恩典。
And these are the graces that he received from being a servant of God.
这是超越世人一般的看法的。
And this goes beyond what a man normally sees.
保罗他似乎很贫穷。
And Paul, although he was poor,
他甚至为了这个福音的缘故，他牺牲他的婚姻。
And for the sake of the gospel, he sacrificed his marriage.
但是他却是样样都有，他什么都满足了。
But he had everything and he was satisfied and content.
这个叫做神的爱。
And this is because of the love of God.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is because of grace.
是一般的人不认识耶稣人怎么想也想不懂的。
And this is something that no one can understand unless through the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗他用他全身全心来服侍神。
So Paul served with his whole heart and soul.
他一直服侍到最后一口气。
And he served until his last breath.
他知道我已经要被交奠要献上了。
He knew that he was going to be sacrificed.
他才可以勇敢地说，那个所当跑路，我跑尽了。
And that he could say confidently that I have finished this race.
所信的道，我所住了。
And that I have held the truth.
那个美好的仗，我打过了。
And the good fight I have fought.
他仗是打过，他并没有说我打赢了。
He said that he has fought this fight, but not that he has been victorious.
因为赢跟输是在神的手上。
Because victory is in the hands of God.
他当神的用人，他目标就是要去打仗而已。
And as a servant of God, his only objective is to fight.
所以他说，美好的仗我打过。
So he says, I have fought the good fight.
那从此就有公义的冠冕为我存留了。
And so the crown of righteousness is waiting for me in heaven.
那保罗他最后服侍到最后，他唱出这个得胜的凯歌。
And in the end, he sang out a song of victory.
那他在这个教会当中，他用一个像父母亲的心情来帮助教会成长。
Within the church, he had the attitude of a mother watching over the growth of his children.
在哥林多前书第四章里面，保罗特别提出，做师父的有一万啊，有很多很多的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it says that there are many teachers.
但是做父亲的只有一个而已。
But there is only one father.
很少人用这个做父母亲的心情在服侍。
And there are few people who serve as with the heart of a parent.
特别是当时候在哥林多教会里面。
Especially in the times of the Corinthian church.
虽然那时候那教会里面有很多很多的恩赐、口才各样样样的，样样都具备哦。
Although that church was filled with gifts and they had every type of gift,
但是抱的心都是当师父的。
But there was not many who had the heart of a parent.
保罗他用一个当父亲的心情来告诉他们怎么都做神的仆人。
However, Paul used the heart of a parent to show them how to be a servant.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书前后书里面，保罗一再重复，他是像母亲一样在喂养他自己的孩子。
In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Paul explained that he was like he was feeding the sheep.
那这个就是这个叫做爱。
And this is love.
最后，所以保罗他在哥林多前书里面他说，什么是最妙的道
？So he says in 1 Corinthians, what is the greatest mystery?
最妙的道就是最后他用那个用基督的爱，领受主的爱之后，他用主的爱把这个道理活出来了。
And the greatest mystery is that after he has received the love of God, that he uses this love to live out and to carry out the gospel.
所以他才说福音传到这个地方，到帖撒罗尼迦这个地方，不是单纯因为他所讲的道理。
And so the gospel has reached to Thessalonica not because of his only because of his preaching.
是因为他这个人 能够把神的这个特质把它彰显出来。
It is because he has been able to manifest this quality to the people there.
他可以勇敢地说，你们应当效法我。
He can say confidently to them, imitate me.
因为他活着就是基督了。
Because to live is Christ for him.
所以我们今天在教会里面服侍神。
So today, as we serve in church,
我们都还在学习。
And we are all learning.
我们每一个人，包括我自己的在内，我们都在学习怎么样做神的仆人。
Including myself, we are still learning how to be a servant of God.
保罗所留给我们这些榜样，就是我们今天要去追求努力的目标。
And this is the example left behind by Paul that we should strive after.
如果我们每一个在服侍神的人都能够有这样一个心智。
If all of us can serve God with the attitude of Paul,
今天在教会里面，我们不会看到很多人的老师。
We wouldn't see a lot of teachers within the church.
我们看到很多的仆人。
We would see a lot of servants.
我们看到很多有父母亲心情在做众人仆人服侍大小的这些神中心的仆人。
We would see many people serving others as a parent.
那这个教会一定是充满了爱。
And this church would be filled with love.
凡是来到这里的，一定被神的爱吸引。
Whoever comes here will be attracted by the love of
Christ. 而且那个人的生命一定会跟着改变。
And that person's life will change.
因为在这里有神的爱，神的灵在感动。
Because here abides the love of God and the power of God.
那最后，我们一定也能够像保罗这样子感谢。
And in the end, we can be as thankful as Paul.
我们服侍完之后，绝对不会变得很骄傲。
After we have served, we will not become arrogant.
不会，如果我们的服侍有任何的功用，有任何什么样的效果，让人得到救。
If there is any benefit or any result as a from our work.
我们绝对不会说这是因为我才这样子的。
We will not think it is because of me that this has happened.
我们会感谢神说，感谢神是因为神的恩、神的能力、神的爱才有今天这样子。
It is because of the grace and the power of God that this has happened today.
我们只是与神同工的，无用的仆人。
We only work together with God and we are useless servants.
所做的只是我们应分做的。
And we only have done what it is our duty to do.
那么这样子，在我们的教会当中。就是神的帐幕在人间的重现。
And if we can do this, then God abides on earth with us.
每一个来到神这里的人，每一个来到神这里的人
，And every person who comes here
都能够感受到神真在这里。
Can experience that God is here.
在这里真好。
That He is here and how great and wonderful it is.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
让每一个人都能够有保罗这个改变。
That everyone may have this change that Paul has had.
也都能够生出保罗这样的感谢。
And that we may be as thankful as he is.
也有保罗这个心智来服侍神。
And serve God with this attitude.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
415